to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Breakfast Bite. And this Thursday morning, the 22nd of October 2020, Andrew May's with you for the next 25 minutes as we run you through the latest in the world of racing and sport. Big day at Geelong yesterday. We'll get to that in just a second. On the Gold Coast, though, Mark Blitzer's talking about Tom Hawkins, who was back at training yesterday for the Cats.
He'll be fine. He's the ultimate professional. We're just encouraged if you're not feeling well or you think something might be going on, as the public's encouraged too, just to speak up and then, yeah, maybe be a 10-hour isolation, get a test done, it's all over.
Smashing lollies and kicking goals at training yesterday, Tom Hawkins, so all is okay. Meanwhile, in the racing world, still Prince did this in the Geelong Cup.
King of Lear, Grunts, Le Don de Vie's fighting hard, and Steel Prince, a great finish. Steel Prince, Le Don de Vie, Steel Prince fighting hard, gets a 10 in front and won the Geelong Cup.
Fantastic race yesterday down there at Geelong. It was a brilliant day of racing. We'll hear from Sam Freeman a little later in terms of Steel Prince's, or their ambitions for Steel Prince over the Spring Carnival. Another ticket to the Melbourne Cup has just about been secured. Plus all the build-up to the NRL cricket results from yesterday with a couple of Shield games and a couple of big tons. Plus big news in the world of golf breaking over the last 10 minutes or so. We'll bring you that next on The Breakfast Bite.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
The Breakfast Club returns after 6 this morning. Half and whitey to guide you through. Lots to get through, including Scotty McLaughlin, 2020 and 2019 and 2018 Supercars champion, to join the guys from over in the US, where he has jumped on a plane after Bathurst got out of here, and he is going to compete in the IndyCar very shortly. So I can't wait to hear from Scotty McLaughlin after 6.30 this morning. Before 7 o'clock, the early mail. After 7, Brad Johnson to run his eye over the grand final this week. Glenn McFarlane from the Herald Sun with all the latest trade news. James Sutherland, Golf Australia CEO, to join us after 8 o'clock this morning. Looking forward to that. Former cricket boss, of course. And Nathan Broad, Richmond defender, after 8 o'clock this morning as well. So plenty to come on a very busy edition of The Breakfast Club. After 8.30, Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate. Don't forget, you've got about 3 hours to go to get your entry in for the greatest Cox Plate winning performance. Head to the website rsn.net.au. Today, the panel will decide on their favourite moment or Cox Plate winning performance from the history of the great race. And then if your name matches that selection, well, you are in the draw to win a VIP day at Cox Plate 2021, which will be bigger and better than ever, I'm sure, after a year without crowds. So head to the website, rsn.net.au, and be listening to the panel on Racing Pulse this morning. Also, plenty to get through in the build-up to the weekend's racing, and Gareth Hall will do plenty of that as well on RSN Central after 10.30 this morning. Gators preview, David Gately, always a feature of Thursday. Let's start, though, The Breakfast Bite with the main news from yesterday. Mark Blitzarv's here from the Cats on the build-up to the grand final. Good news for the Cats with Tom Hawkins training all day.
I suppose the last previous years wanted to be here and haven't quite made it. And now that we're here, yeah, it's exciting. It sort of feels like another week, I suppose, in terms of the training and the way we're living and everything up here. But, yeah, it's nice that we're one of only two teams left and get a chance to play in the big game. One, probably just to keep calm and have fun and just enjoy it all. And then really as a team, I suppose, we just want to continue to try and take it on and win the game. You sort of hear from other sports and other sportsmen that you want to try and win it and not let the other team lose. And that's probably been a little bit of our philosophy this season. And it sort of put us in good stead and obviously got us into the position we are now. We feel confident in the team we've got, and we think if we play our best this weekend, we're a huge chance. We just need to do that, and one thing that's helped the team is to keep playing with their natural game. We're all, I suppose, have different talents and different strengths and weaknesses, and just to try and play to each individual strength. And if you can play well as an individual, hopefully the team obviously is going to play well too. So that's sort of the philosophy. Their defence is really good too, and the way they move the ball is really attacking. So credit to them, they played really well last game, and we weren't able to make the most of some of the chances we were able to create. But We still felt in it with a quarter to go. We felt like we were a big chance. They just got over the line a bit late. So, we looked a bit over that game and looked at some of the things we need to work on and also the positives. And, it'll be a good prep for this week. It's the whole team. It'll be Richmond's team too. We play this game to try and win the grand final and win the flag. And look, I think it's a great achievement to make the granny, but we know that, the job's not done yet. We've got to continue to train well tonight and prep really well and give ourselves the best opportunity for Saturday.
There we go. Yesterday, Mark Blitzer speaking at Cats training. We'll hear from Mitch Duncan a little later in the Breakfast Bite. Let's head now to Basher Hooley from the Tigers. Bit of speculation surrounding his future as well. He opened up on what 2021 might hold for him, whether it's at the Tigers or perhaps elsewhere.
But I'm not done yet. I'm actually enjoying my football. I've played 12 games so far with shortened game times, and my body is craving more. Yeah, I'm definitely playing on as long as a club offers me a contract. It has been a hard year, and it's not only for myself, to be quite honest. And naturally, I'm a very positive human being, but I am human. I've had times where I've scratched my head and thought to myself, is it really worth what I'm doing? Normally, I'll have at least 20, 25 of my immediate family go into the football. So clearly, they're not going to the football. But I know for a fact mum and dad will be, at home, probably with a couple of, carers, which will be very emotional, and her heart and soul will be there with us, even though she's not physically with us at the time.
Basher Hooley there speaking yesterday. Let's head now to the Saints. Good news for them with Brad Crouch committing to the club as a free agent. Here's Jared Ruffhead on AFL 360 last night about St Kilda now turning into a place that attracts players from different clubs.
Oh, obviously when you can get a free agent in the door, it's great for the footy club. It shows that we're now a club that, is attracting some free agents, and now we just look forward to getting him in and working with him for the next 4 or 5 years. Well, I think if you saw our final against Richmond, we kind of got belted up in the midfield. So to be able to get a bloke who is, a big-bodied midfielder that can do a bit of everything, it's only going to help us get better. And, he's a BNF winner in Adelaide. He's played in the grand final, so he knows what it's like to play in big games as well.
Let's head now to the racing action from yesterday. The Geelong Cup, which was run and won by Steel Prince, was an absolute beauty. $3.50 and $1.55, tab.com.au. So a win for Anthony and Sam Freeman, who actually quinella'd the race with Ledon DeVee in second at $2.30. King of Lear Grants for Danny O'Brien in third place overall. Let's hear from Sam Freeman on Steel Prince, who likely has another ticket now to the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, well, hopefully, I'm sure Greg was watching, hopefully he can get a penalty to get in. And the second horse was really brave. His first start in Australia, he wouldn't shirk the task. So they're both really nice horses.
A couple of exciting horses going forward for the next few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's credit to this horse. He's incredible. He's obviously, been around a while, and he just keeps turning up. And, I said to Jai, if you're right there at the top of the straight, he's a horse that just loves a dogfight. So he was too strong today.
What are the plans with the runner-up now? Just go straight in?
Yeah, look, hopefully if he gets in, we'll go to the cup. And if not, there's a 2600 on the last day that could suit. And Steel Prince probably earned himself another shot at it. The owners have been really patient with him. They haven't pushed us to try and get him in the Melbourne Cup. They want to look after the horse first. So obviously we'll see how he comes through it. But that'll be the plan at this stage.
Thought it was a very good ride from Jai.
Yeah, brilliant. He's riding at the top of his game at the moment. And he gets on really well with this horse. He's ridden him really nicely in previous starts. So, he's riding very well.
Onwards and upwards. Well done.
Cheers. Thanks.
In the Geelong Classic, yes, a confrontational $21 and $4.20. Tab.com.au for Jason Warren and Dean Krongold. The bigger issue, though, is that Michael Felgate owns a bit of this horse and did not tip it or back it himself, which is a huge concern. $21 we missed out on there, so everyone pretty flat with our colleague this morning. Let's have a listen to Dean Krongold on Confrontational's performance in a pretty convincing Geelong Classic win in the end.
Yeah, look, his early doors, he actually did a lot wrong in his earlier starts, and we've done a lot of work with him at home, and Noel's been terrific on this horse, trying to teach him to settle. And he's stepping up to the 22 today. He's relished it, and he's really found the line well. And it looks like it's in for a bright future.
Yeah, absolutely. He got the job done at Swan Hill. Broke his maiden there in really good time. He was okay behind Embolism, and looks like a promising horse heading towards a race like a Carbine Club. What are you going to do now with Confrontational?
Oh, look, the plan was to see him through today and then put him away for the autumn, but we'll have to sit down and maybe rethink. But, look, he's going to be a terrific autumn three-year-old, so we'll just get him home and assess from there.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely.
Well done.
Yeah. Thanks, Mick.
Dean Crongold there speaking yesterday. So Confrontational winning the Geelong Classic at $21. Thank you very much, or not really, to Michael Folgate. Could have at least tipped us into it. Well done, though, to him and the group of owners yesterday. Would have been a fun day watching from home. It was definitely good fun listening on the Country Cup circuit. Make sure you listen. Make sure you download the app, rsn.net.au, and click on the link, and you'll be able to hear all of the action for not only the spring ticket on Saturdays, but a lot of the main country cups on the country cup circuit. To the golfing world before we just take a break. Now, this news just coming in the last 10 minutes or so. Australian golfer Adam Scott has tested positive for COVID-19. So he was due to play in the Zozo Championship this week, but he has been forced to withdraw after testing positive for COVID-19. He last competed in the US Open in September, so he now has to undergo his self-isolation period under the guidelines. Adam Scott has said, whilst it is difficult news to receive, as I really look forward to playing this week, my focus is now on the my recovery for the final stretch of the fall. So fingers crossed for Adam Scott with the Masters coming up in about a month's time as well. So plenty of news over there in the US. We'll get to a bit more of it on the other side of this, plus some NRL, cricket, rugby, and the rest of your footy news in Grand Final week.
This is The Breakfast Bite.
For delivery, slashed away there by Green, and that is going to bring up a fantastic century. He may be green by name, but he's not green by nature.
Oh, lovely stuff by the commentator there, as Adam White has labelled him, the new Keith Miller. Cameron Green yesterday for Western Australia, 185 not out, perhaps putting his name up in lights for a sneaky test selection in Brisbane in just a couple of months' time. So WA at stump 7 for 436. They trailed by 7 runs after New South Wales 6 for 443 declared in their first innings. Cameron Green, the not-out batsman at the crease, 185 not-out off 378 deliveries, 24s and 1-6 at a strike rate of under 50. So he's been there for a long, long time. Kelly, the other not-out batsman at the crease with 28. So two century makers for WA. Sam Whiteman also making a ton on day two, but and Cameron Bancroft made 23. Apart from that, hardly anyone has made it into double figures. So, yeah, an extraordinary performance by Cameron Green, 185 not out. Tim Payne was the other big story yesterday, the Australian Test skipper, making just his third Sheffield Shield century. He made 111 not out from 201 deliveries, and Tasmania declared at 8 for 493. They still lead South Australia by 205 runs. South Australia in their first innings all out for 195, and it stumps. They are 2 for 93. So Tasmania requiring 8 wickets on the final day there. In terms of the bowlers, Peter Siddle picked up a wicket, as did Nathan Ellis, who has been impressive for Tasmania. 1 for 27 for Ellis, 1 for 26 for Siddle. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out on what will be an intriguing day four between South Australia and Tasmania, with Tasmania looking for the win. Let's hear from Brendan Julian. He thinks it'll take plenty of pressure off Tim Payne after that century.
I'm amazed it's only his third Test 100, because the way he bats for Tasmania on pretty good pitches, you'd expect a lot more from him. But look, I'm really impressed that he's got runs early on. I know a few people have been talking about him, saying that, look, he needs runs. But look, I've never, ever worried about Tim Payne. I think he's first and foremost the skipper, secondly, the best keeper going around, and also batting and getting some runs as well. So look, I think that's a great start for him. And what I loved about that, Alyssa, was you know, he was up against Kane Richardson as well, who's a pretty good bowler in one-day cricket and maybe even looking like he could knock on the test door. So I'm glad he got runs against him. And I'm glad that he played nice of aggressive shots because it wasn't a scratchy 100. You could see those shots there in the boundaries that he was putting them away and he was batting aggressively. So really, really hats off to Tim Payne. Great way to start his summer before we get into the test series in December.
Very strange IPL match overnight with the Kolkata Knight Riders making 8 for 84 from their 20 overs. Not high scoring at all. In reply, the Royal Challengers Bangalore, led by Virat Kohli, too good, 2 for 85, winning with almost 7 overs spare. So that was a very cruisy win for them. Pat Cummins didn't do too much damage with the bat. He made 4 with the ball. He didn't pick up a wicket, none for 18 from 3 overs, but he was the most economical out of all of the bowlers for his side. So that's how things lie over there in the IPL overnight. Let's now head to the Melbourne Storm. Craig Bellamy here, speaking about Cameron Smith and his career as a whole. Perhaps the way Craig Bellamy was speaking here yesterday gives us an indication as to what Cameron Smith might be thinking in terms of his future beyond this season.
Well, if he doesn't play again, as you know, has been said a few times, you know, and you know, I really believe that he doesn't know either, to be quite honest. So, well, yeah, for me, he'd probably go down as the best player that I've seen. And I go on the line of, you know, what I see as, you know, greatness, I suppose, in our games and in life in general is, you know, how good do you do what you do, but how long do you do it for? You know, he's been doing this for 19 years at this level and there hasn't been a whole heap of drop-off. Like, I haven't seen a better player play at this level or the level that he plays at. And for doing that for such a long, long time, I can't think of anyone that I've seen in my lifetime have a greater influence on the game than Cameron Smith.
High praise there from the Storm coach to the Storm captain, but for how long? Hopefully sticks around. Hopefully both of them stick around for next season at least. And then beyond that, who knows? Let's hear from Justin Ollam. Now, he's one of the centres for the Melbourne Storm, a man from Papua New Guinea. And here's what he had to say about what it would mean for his country if he was to get over the line for the Melbourne Storm this week.
Only, like I said, only Justin and I, we know how hard it is and the pressure when they won it on Friday night. You know, it's the whole country, from the Governor General, Prime Minister, all the way down to the grassroots. Everyone will be wanting a bar of him. Everyone will be wishing him good luck. You know, everyone will be, you know, praying for him to be able to play well and represent our country. This is great for Papua New Guinea. This is great for us. I'm really proud because I want to be forgotten, you know, for what we did, say, 21 years ago, winning the grand final. For Justin to come up and go to the grand final, it is huge, huge for PNG, Papua New Guinea Rugby Football League.
Hopefully Justin Ollam can do it for PNG and the Melbourne Storm as well on Sunday. Let's head to the rugby world now. Hamish McLennan, the chairman yesterday, speaking about South Africa pulling out of the rugby championship. So it's just Australia, New Zealand and Argentina in a tri-nation series now at the end of the Australian Test Series.
Well, we'll find a way through it. We were surprised because South Africa did agree to the tournament and the scheduling, so we're disappointed that they pulled out, but we'll just have to move on. It will cost us quite a lot of money, but we'll find a way through it. We were disappointed because we'd agreed to the tournament, so we were surprised when they pulled out in the end. And the financial loss for them will be great.
Hamish McLennan there speaking yesterday. Let's head back to the footy world. We'll start with Mitch Duncan, who spoke yesterday about the difference between 2011 being a premiership player with the Cats as a young fella and now one of the most experienced members of the side.
It's obviously an exciting week. A bit different being up here, but yeah, we'll have a good hit out tonight and yeah, be ready to go for the weekend. Obviously a long time ago. I was only 20 years old, nearly 30 now, so... I suppose back then you just want to play footy, you're obviously excited, probably think you're going to get back there quicker than what you are, and so yeah, to get back there now, knowing how hard it is to get to a grand final, it's quite rewarding, but you know, it's only half the job now. Still got a big job to do, and yeah, feeling really good about it. Just natural being up in Queensland, obviously no parade. You know, if you're in Geelong, obviously one team town, the town would have been buzzing, and I'm sure it is buzzing back home. Just want to thank all our fans back there and that are doing it tough, family members, etc., that can't make the game. Wish them all the best. Hope they're cheering loudly at their TVs. Obviously, I'm a lot more experienced now. You know, understand the game a lot better. Finals footy, I've been lucky enough to play in a fair few finals. Understand what it takes to win finals. Albeit we haven't won that many, but yeah, I'm feeling really, you know, confident in my form at the minute. And the way the team's going too. So, you know, if there's any time I can help to someone that, you know, hasn't been in that position, I'll help firsthand, no doubt. You know, there's probably a little bit more added responsibility, which is great. But yeah, it's just a different feeling, I suppose. You have kind of helped grow the culture and helped lead the footy club as, you know, as best you could and go out there and, you know, you try your hardest and, you know, it is, as I said before, quite rewarding when you get there, but as I said as well, it's only half the job done.
Wouldn't mind being in Geelong, being able to go and grab a beer with a mate. That'd be fantastic. So good luck to everyone down there in Geelong and the celebrations or commiserations come the end of Saturday night's game. Let's head to Trent Cotchin now on the importance of grand final week.
We know we've got an important week of preparation, but also just having fun and enjoying it as we typically do, and we have done for the most part of this year. We're excited about the opportunity, a different look at the Gabba, night game, all parts of the journey that are really exciting. Typically when you create an environment where people feel that they can be themselves, it'll naturally and organically happen. You know, we build a lot of what we do on the back of love. You know, and that's typically meant to be happy times. It was an outstanding game. I mean, Port have been in ripping form all year, and clearly at their home ground, it's always a challenging chance to get over there and have a crack at them. So the win was great, but I think, you know, along with being proud of the performance on Friday night, what I've been most proud of is, you know, the guys that remained here and the energy they've been training with. That's all part of what makes teams, you know, do well on the weekend. Our young boys have been fantastic, the way they've been lifting the spirits in the gym and on the training track. You know, that's pretty unique and something I'm incredibly grateful of. It's an amazing opportunity. It's really exciting for us. We've had some great battles with Geelong over the last couple of years. You know, both teams look a little bit different to when we faced them, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks ago in the season proper. So, you know, really exciting. And, you know, a credit to Gaz. His career's been incredible. As people and we all say he's one of the greatest of all time, and I think he's played well over 350 games now as well, which is just incredible. To think that someone can do that and play at the level that he has for so long is a credit to him and the people around him. You know.
Speaking yesterday, the Richmond captain ahead of what will be a huge Saturday night up there at the Gabba. That's it for the Breakfast Bite on this Thursday morning. Stick around, plenty of big name guests coming up on the Breakfast Club, and it'll continue all through the morning on Racing Pulse and RSN Central. So much to get through on a busy Thursday ahead of a massive weekend. Stick around for the Breakfast Club up next after the 6 o'clock news.